sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
After 7 days of competition, Kenya remains on top of the medals table at the World Athletics Championships in Beijing, China. The Kenyan team has tallied 6 gold, 3 silver, and 2 bronze for a total of 11 medals. The United States is in second place with 4 gold, 4 silver, and 6 bronze for a total of 14 medals. Remember, VOA sports fans, while the Americans have more total medals, the Kenyans have more gold, which carry more weight in the standings. The USA won its 4th gold medal Friday in the women's long jump. Tiana Bartoletta won her 2nd world title with a gold medal winning leap of 7.14 meters, the best distance by a woman this year. In other action, Chinese fans cheered at the Bird's Nest Stadium in Beijing when Hong Lu won gold in the women's 20-kilometer race walk in a dramatic photo finish victory over Zhu Zilu. Both Chinese women were timed in 1 hour, 27 minutes, and 45 seconds. In other results Friday, Dutch sprinter Daphne Schippers won the gold in the women's 200 meters race, clocking 21.63 seconds. Daphne's time is a Dutch national record, a European record, and a world championship record. Earlier at the World Championships, Daphne won a silver medal in the women's 100 meters race. In Friday's 2 other finals in Beijing, Russia's Sergei Shubenkov won gold in the men's 110-meter hurdles, clocking 12.98 seconds. That's a Russian national record. And Jamaica's Danielle Williams was crowned world champion in the women's 100-meter hurdles. Danielle's time of 12.57 seconds is a personal best. The 15th IAAF World Championships in Athletics will wrap up after action on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, Jamaican star Usain Bolt will be on the track once again, bidding for a record-extending 11th World Championship gold medal. The Lightning Bolt is scheduled to run as part of Jamaica's 4x100-meter relay team. On Thursday, Bolt blazed to his record 4th consecutive World 200-meter title, clocking 19.55 seconds, the fastest time in the world this year. Speaking to reporters after the race, Bolt had this to say.
I'm here to show the world that I'm the best. I want to be undoubtedly one of the greatest sprinters ever to have ever competed in this sport, and that's my aim. I have 2 more seasons to go, and I'll just continue winning and dominating. I think I'm already a legend. I've proved to the world it's just adding to my legendary status now. If I want to be among the greats, I have to continue winning till I retire. And that's my aim, and that's what I want to do.
That's the Lightning Bolt, Usain Bolt, speaking at the World Athletics Championships in Beijing, China.
I'm Lightning Bolt. I'm not flash guarding anybody. My name is Lightning Bolt.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
They're playing back.
South Sudan-born basketball star Luol Deng of the Miami Heat has made his first visit to our Voice of America headquarters. I had a chance to talk with the two-time NBA All-Star, and I asked him, Lou, what brings you to Washington?
I'm actually here for a peace event that we're putting together, South Sudan Unite. There's a lot of things going on from my homeland, South Sudan. And just trying to bring everyone together for a better future.
You were recently in South Africa for the NBA's first ever game on the continent in Johannesburg. Talk about the atmosphere there. What was that like?
Now, it was amazing. We had a great, great turnout. We had people from all over Africa fly in. The game meant so much to all those people who try to do so much for the game. Try to get the youth involved. The game was also huge for the whole continent. The game was broadcast everywhere. Everywhere that I went after South Africa, everyone has seen the game. It was just a proud moment for everybody. And I can't thank the NBA enough for really putting everything together and making it happen. It's been a dream of mine and a dream of so many African players to play in the continent. So that was amazing.
One African player now retired, but next month, real big honor, Dikembe Mutombo. He will officially enter the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Your thoughts on the Congolese giant?
You know, every time anyone says the name Mutombo, the first thing you do is smile. It's really amazing because he's just, he's been a great example for the continent, a great human being. He's just been teaching all of us a lot of things, all the young basketball players. And I haven't even spoke about, you know, what he's done on the court, everything that really he stands for. He's done a great job of just showing everyone in the whole wide world who he really is without the basketball. And just like you said, he's that good to be, you know, a Hall of Famer. And that's something that, you know, going to be remembered for a long time.
Do you view him as maybe a role model in terms of your own humanitarian work?
No, of course. Of course. I mean, I can't sit here and say I haven't, you know, seen what he's done or haven't heard about it. And I think all those things affect you. All those positive things makes you, you know, one day want to just do similar things that he's done. And he's just been so great and so active in putting the continent out there and letting everyone know what's going on. And at the same time, spending time and putting people together in order to do something great to help others. So he's definitely a role model.
You entered the NBA when you were a teenager, and now you're getting ready for, I think, your 13th season. Yep. You're one of the league's most experienced players. Have you accomplished all your goals, or you think you still have a few left to check off?
Well, I started early, so I just turned 30, so I think I still have a lot of years ahead of me. So there's a lot that I want to accomplish before I finish. I think the main things that I focused on is how good can I be. I think every year I push myself to try to see how much better I could get. I think at the end, I just have to be, you know, look at myself and say I gave it everything I can, and that's all you can do.
What do you think of Miami's chances this coming season?
I'm really excited. I think that, you know, as a player, you always want to be honest with yourself and with your teammates. And, you know, you always look at the team and see what kind of chances that you have. And as a competitor, you always every year think you have a chance. But I really mean it this time when I say that we really have a great team, a great starting five and a great bench. I think that, you know, you go into the season with a lot of confidence. So it's going to be an exciting year.
That South Sudan-born basketball star, Luol Deng, looking forward to an exciting year with the Miami Heat Club. And Lou was talking with me at our VOA studios here in Washington. The 30-year-old Deng played his first 10 seasons in the NBA with the Chicago Bulls. He then played about half an NBA season, or 40 games, with the Cleveland Cavaliers before moving to Miami last season. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see some nice photos of me with Luol Deng during his first visit to our Voice of America headquarters. Now let's take a short break for this important message from one of Luol Deng's role models, the Congolese giant Dikembe Mutombo.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net. Thanks, Dikembe. And this reminder for our VOA basketball fans, on September 11th in the eastern U.S. city of Springfield, Massachusetts, Dikembe Mutombo will be officially inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. More basketball news now on the sunny side of sports. Tunisia will host Angola, and Senegal will go against Nigeria in Saturday's semifinals at the African Men's Basketball Championship. The two winners will advance to Sunday's final in Rodez, located just outside the Tunisian capital, Tunis. And the winner of that game on Sunday will be Africa's representative at next year's Olympic Men's Basketball Tournament in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. In quarterfinal results Thursday, Tunisia topped Mali 67-60, Senegal beat Algeria 75-58, Angola defeated Egypt 83-63, and Nigeria easily beat Gabon 88-64. Let's give a sunny side of sports shout out for my Voice of America engineer this evening, Sule Terawale. Kick it, Sule!
Kick it!
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
In action Tuesday at the World Athletics Championships in Beijing, Kenya won two gold medals in the men's 400 meters hurdles and the men's 800 meters races. In the 800 meters, Olympic champion and world record holder David Rudisha won his second world title, clocking 1 minute 45.84 seconds.
I think winning was most important thing to me. And I knew that I'm still strong, and I've proven that even I can win in a slow pace, and I can win in a tactical race as well as the fast race. I can win right from the front. So this gives me more confidence, and as I'm looking forward to 2016 Rio Olympics, I think I'm very happy to be in such a shape.
David Rudisha looks like he's in great shape ahead of next year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Rudisha missed the 2013 World Championships in Moscow because of a knee injury. So Beijing 2015 once again showed that David Rudisha is the best, yes, the best two-lap runner in the world. Now, Rudisha has been asked a few times about the possibility of racing against Jamaican star Usain Bolt. And that question was again posed to him after his victory in Beijing.
Maybe in future, we never know how it's going to go, but it's very difficult for us to meet because Usain Bolt is a sprinter and I'm a middle-distance athlete, so there's nowhere in between we can meet in any competition. But maybe in future, you never know, we might just have something for fun.
It would definitely be fun to watch Olympic and world champions David Rudisha and Usain Bolt run against each other. Maybe a special charity race is the answer. In the men's 400 meters hurdles final Tuesday, Kenyan policeman Nicholas Bett won his first world title. Nicholas's time of 47.79 seconds was a personal best and the fastest time in the world this year.
I'm surprised because I've run my best time and world. So now I'm happy because I've met Kenya to be a champion in long distance in sprints. So I'm saying thanks to God because you have given me a lot of energy for sprints. Because you know the sprints is not a easy game. It's so hard from the world core until the finishing line. I say thanks to God.
World champion hurdler Nicholas Bett of Kenya speaking in Beijing, China. In action Monday in Beijing, Olympic champion Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce of Jamaica successfully defended her world title in the women's 100 meters final, clocking 10.76 seconds.
I believe in his will, you know, God's will, God's plan. And, you know, I really wanted to run a personal best tonight, but it wasn't to be. And, of course, the excitement of running races and being in front as it's, you know, perks. And, of course, I think Stephen will have some say about that when I see him. But, I mean, I have a next race after this, so hopefully, you know, God's will and I can get it together and deliver. And hopefully I'll have a personal best. But if it wasn't to be tonight, it just wasn't to be. But, you know, I'm really excited that I came out here and I defended my title.
In defending her title, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce became the first woman to win three 100-meter gold medals in the 32-year history of the World Championships.
I mean, I feel good, you know. For me, I'm from a place where persons, you know, attach stigmas and their names to. But to be able to rise above that and to become one of, you know, the top females in the world is an honor. And, you know, I guess what I would like to say, you know, it don't matter where you're from, you know, it don't matter your past or, you know, anything like that. It's about your future and your vision, you know, what you have in store for yourself and just believing in that and working towards that goal. And I think for me, It's triumphant every time I come out here and race because there's so much, you know, as a woman and as a successful woman you have to deal with, because I think sometimes people are intimidated by success and how successful you are. But for me, I mean, all the glory belongs to God. And, you know, there's this scripture that I remember today when I was sitting in my room, and it said, ears have not heard and eyes have not seen and minds have not conceived, you know, the plans that God have for those who trust him, you know, and I've forever trusted him. And, you know, no matter what comes, you know, I'm always just focused on just, you know, doing my best and doing that year after year and working hard and just let the chips fall where they may.
You might say the chips have fallen in gold medal winning fashion for Shelley Ann Fraser Price. In addition to her two Olympic gold medals at 100 meters, the Jamaican star has now won 6 world titles, 3 at 100 meters, 1 at 200 meters, and 2 more gold in the 4x100-meter team relay. Shelley Ann won her first Olympic 100-meter title at the same Bird's Nest Stadium in Beijing 7 years ago. She reflects on her success over the years.
I mean, a couple of years ago, 2008, I had no idea I would even win a gold medal, you know, but who knows, you know, and I came out here tonight again, you know, when I came out here for the heats, I stood out here and I was like, I was here, you know, when I was here, I was 21 years old, I was young, I didn't expect anything, I know I'm grown, you know, just here and wanting to do it again, but, you know, for me, I kind of put that at the side because, as I said before, every championship is different, as you can see, the lineup was way different than it was before, and, you know, I just wanted to come out here and execute, you know, and it paid off, so I'm really excited that, you know, I get to lift the next championship.
World and Olympic champion Shelley Ann Fraser Price married her boyfriend Jason Price 4 years ago. She credits her husband and more than a few others with helping her get to the top of the medals podium.
My husband, Jason, my family, my friends, you know, my mother, everybody, my brothers, you know, my coaching staff, management, every single person who played a part in making this a reality. You know, persons believe that when we are successful, we have done it by ourselves. But honestly, you know, if it wasn't for the persons who helped to get it done, you know, getting the equipment set up, getting, of course, my husband being the number one in everything, you know, taking care of Shelley Ann, you know, and of course my sponsors who continue to back me, you know, Grace Kennedy, Digicel, and of course Nike, for, you know, continuing to support Shelley Ann, you know, year after year. You know, last year was one of those years that didn't go according to plan, but for me, every year is a new year, and you have to stick with it, you know. When it's hard, that is when the time you work. You know, when you're done, you keep working because, you know, your work is never in vain.
World and Olympic sprint champion Shelley Ann Fraser Price speaking at the Bird's Nest Stadium in Beijing, China. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see some wonderful photos of Shelley Ann Fraser Price. Shelley Ann ran to victory in Beijing with her hair braids dyed green and with sunflowers planted in her hair. In Shelley Ann's words, "I like bright colors. I like when I'm chirpy and happy in the lane. You know, I have my sunflowers, and I'm just a living, walking garden."
I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on! This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me. Tribeca, right next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
Now let's go to New York City, where the year's final Grand Slam tennis tournament, the U.S. Open, begins on Monday. One of the favorites for the men's singles title is Novak Djokovic, the world number one from Serbia, who has won 9 Grand Slam titles in his great career, including the U.S. Open in 2011. In New York on Wednesday, Djokovic received another honor. He was officially named a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. UNICEF's Deputy Executive Director is Yoka Brandt.
So in recognition of his deep commitment to children, UNICEF is excited to welcome Novak to our Global Goodwill Ambassador family. And I'm sure together we will reach the most vulnerable children with early childhood development. And with Novak's winning ways, we will give every child everywhere not just a fair start, but the best start, and pave the way for a better future for all.
In terms of creating a better future for children, Novak Djokovic had this to say.
It's about dreaming first and really believing in your dreams. I think every child should be encouraged to dream, and should be given an opportunity to dream. In my country and in many disadvantaged rural areas around the world, children live in such circumstances and they're discouraged to dream. Unfortunately, also led by fear and some social barriers to pursue their dreams. But I think that would be the first and utmost importance advice, to dream and to really be brave enough and to have courage to really live in your imagination and to visualize yourself of becoming somebody or something that you really want to become.
That's Novak Djokovic, the world's number one ranked men's tennis player, speaking at a news conference in New York about his new role as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. Djokovic is in New York to compete at the U.S. Open, which begins on Monday. Croatia's Marin Cilic is the defending men's champion in New York, while Serena Williams is the defending women's champion. Serena has dominated in 2015, having already won Australian Open, French Open, and Wimbledon titles. If she can win her 4th consecutive U.S. Open title, she'll become the first player since Steffi Graf in 1988 to win all 4 major tournaments in the same year. And that wraps up another expanded edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to VOA engineer Sule Terawali. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.